And now we're switching gears to learn about a different Milwaukee nonprofit that has similar goals. Teens Grow Greens offers 9-month paid internships to teenagers with a hands-on learning approach.
Teens go through the process of growing the food, learning to cook with the food, mentoring younger kids, and marketing the organic products, all while learning more about what they're capable of accomplishing.
Ryan Graham is the education manager at Teens Grow Greens. He was an intern with the program in 2015. He's joining us from WPR's Milwaukee studios. Ryan, welcome to Central Time.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed listening to that as much as we did, and I'm guessing that there were some similarities. Many of our listeners are familiar with the urban gardening concept and using the garden as a tool to teach young people about growing food. Ryan, what would you say makes the Teens Grow Greens program unique?
I think Teens Grow Greens is unique because of the holistic approach. So obviously we work with the garden and as well as food literacy and what food can do for your mind, body, and spirit. But aside from that, Teens Grow Greens works so much more on the individual. And so I think it's unique because of the opportunities that we have as youth to get out of our comfort zones and just to explore things that we probably would have never done before.
Well, a big component of this internship program is to develop leadership skills in the participants. And now you, a graduate of the program, are a leader to those who are going through it now. It's kind of come full circle. What kind of changes do you see happening in the bodies and the brains of the teens that you work with?
Yeah, so one of the most influential and like proudest moments that I've had of being an educator is that one of my teens told me that I inspired them to go to college. And it's something so simple, but it means so much from someone who was 18 at the time myself, and then it coming from someone who was, you know, a year younger than me. I think the biggest change that I've seen is, most importantly, their confidence. Their confidence with how they attack different issues that we may give them, their confidence with their own leadership, and their confidence in trusting each other. And I think that's just the biggest change because, you know, we have the approach as of come as you are, but be willing to grow. Hmm. And so I really do love the fact that they have grown so much. They're so much better than what I was when I was in a program.
Well, there are three main branches that interns learn about in this program, and those are healthy living, leadership, as we just touched on, and self-efficacy. And self-efficacy, yes, that really stood out to me. What does that mean as part of the Teens Grow Greens program?
Yeah, so that's actually my favorite unit to teach. So self-efficacy is paired with our entrepreneurship program as well. And so basically we are teaching the teens to be advocates of a greater change. And we self-efficacy mainly focuses on entrepreneurship and then professionalism. So right now they're in the entrepreneurship stage, and that is where they will be learning about people, planet, and profit. So what a product can do for the people, what a product can do for the planet, environment, and then how a product can be profitable. And then with that knowledge, as well as other tactics, you know, creativity, brainstorming, they're going to be tasked with the responsibility of creating their own product and selling it at farmers markets around Milwaukee. And so we're building that confidence by, we've had them do farmers markets the whole summer, and now we've transitioned to focus more on who they are as an individual, what their values are, and from that, what is a product that you can make that can help the social life in Milwaukee. And so that's what the self-efficacy first part of it is. And then the second part is professionalism. So they learn a lot about how to make resumes, how to do proper interviews, how to just be prepared and be the one that stands out in that room.
Well, and those skills, Ryan, I'm sure you see and hopefully they see, too. Those are skills they can take into any area of life and help them mm-hmm. to succeed.
Yeah, and that's what I tell them all the time. I tell them I don't teach just to, you know, teach. I do it because these are skills that you need in life. You know, it's time we move past calling them soft skills because they're hard skills now. It's either if you don't have it, oftentimes you're not going to stand out or make that difference. And so I really think it's important to teach them. And even me being in college, I noticed that I came in with a completely different skill set. Better in some areas, worse in others, obviously. but a completely different skill set than the majority of the people. And I think it's because of that early exposure and growth that Teensville Greens has allowed me to have.
Ryan Graham is the education manager at Teens Grow Greens in Milwaukee. And as the size of the program has grown, Ryan, you've got interns learning from other interns. You have mentors who are serving as mentors to interns. You have mentees learning how to be mentors, staff. Tell us about what it's like to have that kind of community and to have young people see others from their own community succeeding and sharing their knowledge.
Loaded question. I think that it's powerful, it's influential, it's motivational, and I think it's necessary to have these positive figures around young people and encouraging them to do well. There's a lot of conversation that, you know, young people are the people of the future. So how do we prepare them for the future? And so that's exactly what we're doing at Teensville Greens. And I think just having this environment where we support you, you know, we tell you the reality of things. We want to see you grow. We believe in you and we trust you and we love you. And I think all of these things, and it's just, it allows for a greater potential in an individual. And so it's an amazing feeling to know that there's this type of support for inner city Milwaukee youth that need it, like myself.
And briefly, Ryan, as we wrap up, listeners familiar with the Milwaukee area might recognize the name Weber's Greenhouse. It was a garden center that's been open since the 1930s until just recently. And Teens Grow Greens bought the greenhouse and opened it for the first time this year. How does having the greenhouse enhance the experience?
Yeah, so we've never really had like a main location. And so having the greenhouse has really been just, you know, monumental in who we are as an organization. And it has greatly helped with us spreading our word and awareness. And so there, the teens have the opportunity to do a lot of overtime there. And they grow a lot of fruits and vegetables, and they get the chance to give it back to community. So,
and we'll have to leave it there. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Ryan Graham joining us from our Milwaukee studio. He's the education manager at the Milwaukee nonprofit Teens Grow Greens.
You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.